God?
Yes.
I want to say I appreciate the Lord tonight. I appreciate Him coming by my way and saying,
Amen.
Preacher, I can say I can relate to that song and say that He is the best thing that's ever happened to me.
Amen.
I told a man on my wedding day, y'all, it'd be all right. I told a man, he said, is this the best day of your life? I said, it's the second best day. I've been saved before that,
Amen.
Before I got married. And I told him, I said, it's the second best day.
It's her.
It was before that boy got saved. And he kind of looked at me and he said, what do you mean? I said, the best day of my life is when the Lord came into my life.
Amen.
And He showed me what I was. Yes. And He come by my way. And He pulled my feet out of the mire and set my feet on a firm foundation.
Amen, brother.
And I cannot say it's still the best thing that's ever happened to me. I got a good little boy back there.
Amen.
I got a good wife back there.
Amen.
But I cannot say it's the best thing that's ever happened to me.
Right.
I appreciate the Lord tonight.
Amen.
I appreciate that He is the potter.
Right.
And I am the clay, and He knows.
Right.
He knows what needs to be done.
Amen.
You know, when that potter is turning that wheel, and he said they have them pedals now, and they pump that pedal, and that wheel spins. And the potter, he knows how much pressure, and he knows what he wants to shape that thing into, that piece of clay. But, preacher, can I tell you tonight that, you know, that clay starts out as just a big old blob on the table.
That's right.
And normally they slap it down because they want to loosen it up a little bit.
Yes, sir.
Can I tell you, Brother Todd, sometimes we need smacked down a little bit.
Yes, right.
And we need to be broken down a little
bit. Right.
And they take that water and they soften it up and He wants to form it.
Amen.
And can I tell you tonight, He is the potter.
Right.
Can I tell you tonight,
He's
the shepherd.
Amen.
He's the great shepherd.
Right.
He is the only shepherd.
Amen.
And if you have a Bible and you want to, you can. I'll be in Psalms 23. Psalms 23, a very, very familiar passage. And it's probably my favorite passage in the Bible. It was the very first passage I memorized, a preacher. And even as a young lad before I was saved, it was the first passage I can remember memorizing. And then it says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me lie down in green pastures.
Yes.
He leadeth me beside the still waters.
Yes.
He restores my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for His name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil.
Right.
For Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointeth my head with oil, my cup runneth over.
Yes.
Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Amen.
I appreciate that. I will dwell there forever. There will come a day where I will dwell there forever.
Yes.
But there in the first part of that passage, in the first part of that first verse, it says, the Lord is my shepherd.
Amen.
I appreciate the Lord being my shepherd.
Amen.
I appreciate the Lord leaving the 99 and coming down for me.
Yeah.
Can I say, when He died on Calvary, I was on His mind. Sister Linda sings that song, preacher.
Sir.
And I appreciate that. You know, if it was only me, He still would have come. And I appreciate that tonight.
Amen.
It says,
it says
he maketh me lie down and He maketh me lie down in green pastures.
Yes,
I appreciate the Lord making me do some things.
Yes,
there's some things I feel in my heart I have to do. It's because, not because He's up there cracking a whip all the time, but it's because I love Him and I want to do it for Him.
Amen.
But it feels like in my heart I'm compelled to do it.
Right.
And I appreciate that.
Amen.
It says He leadeth me beside the still waters.
Right.
I appreciate that, preacher.
Amen.
You know, if you take sheep by fast running water, they won't drink it. And it's because, one of the reasons is because if when they're full of wool, if they fall in, that wool gets so heavy, they'll drown more than likely.
Right,
if the shepherd's not by to pull them out right then, they're going to get swept away.
Yeah.
And that wool gets so heavy that they're going to drown.
Right.
But can I say, I appreciate the Lord leading us beside the still waters.
Yes, sir.
The still waters where we can go get something to drink when we need to.
Amen.
It's not rocky, Brother Todd. It's not going to toss us around. It's not going to push us around, knock us in and drown us. But there's still water we can do. We can go and we can drink from.
In the other scripture, he's
a well of life.
Amen.
Preacher.
Yes.
And I appreciate that.
Yes, sir. Thank you, God. Amen.
Says He restoreth my soul.
Yes, sir.
I appreciate the restoring power of the Lord.
Yes.
When even though there's times we get tired and we get weary, He can still restore us.
Yes, sir.
He can still take us wherever we're going through, and He can still restore us.
Thank God for that.
Says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Brother Hyde, they can't touch me without his permission.
That's right.
My enemies, my friends that they say they're my friends, but they're really my enemies.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. He prepares it all.
Amen.
He sets it up and takes it down. He's in total control. He goes before me.
And
he's there, brother. Tomorrow, I don't know. The song says, I don't know what tomorrow holds, but I know who holds tomorrow.
Amen.
And again, I say, I appreciate the Lord for that.
Yes.
And last, it says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And they shall. Even on the bad days in the valleys, preacher, they're going to be good days because He's with me. And at the end of it all, if I go by the grave, and when they bury me, it's okay because I'm going to dwell with Him forever.
Amen.
It'll be all right. I won't be there anyways. You can bury me in a hole. You don't even have to put me in a pine box. Just dig a hole and throw me in it because I don't care. I'm not there, preacher.
Amen.
And that's a blessing to my soul.
Right.
You know, it doesn't bother me one bit. People say, well, it's for the family. That's fine. If that's what you need, Brother Robert, that's okay with me. I'm not down in what you do, but I don't need it because I'm not there. I appreciate the Lord tonight.
Amen.